AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House has passed and the president has now signed a roughly $1.2 trillion spending package to end the latest partial government shutdown. Ed Donahue has details.
It funds most of the government through the end of September and 2 weeks of funding for the Department of Homeland Security. In the Senate, Washington Democrat Patty Murray says a big fix, especially at ICE, is needed.
Legal immigrants being brutalized, American citizens being detained, American citizens being shot and killed by our own immigration enforcement. The Trump administration needs to take these abuses seriously and understand that what Democrats are demanding is reasonable.
This comes after the shooting deaths of two people in Minneapolis at the hands of government officers. House Speaker Mike Johnson says important parameters need to be maintained.
You can't in any way lighten the enforcement requirement of federal immigration law.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have finalized an agreement to testify this month in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein, bowing to the threat of a contempt of Congress vote. More overseas fallout from the Epstein files. British police have opened a criminal investigation into politician Peter Mandelson over documents that suggest he may have shared market-sensitive information with Epstein while a member of the British government about the 2008 global financial crisis and its aftermath. A Navy fighter jet shot down an Iranian drone, U.S. Central Command says aggressively approached an aircraft carrier in the Arabian Sea. However, the White House says talks with Iran are still on. Tech shares pulled Wall Street lower. The Dow lost 166 points. That's about 0.3%. The S&P fell 0.8%. The Nasdaq, 1.4%. The majority of stocks in the S&P rose, but NVIDIA, Microsoft, and other software companies pulled the indexes lower. This is AP News. A source tells AP investigators found signs of forced entry at the Arizona home of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's 84-year-old mother. Julie Walker has the latest.
Pima County Sheriff Chris Nano says Nancy Guthrie did not leave that home on her own, and they have processed it as a crime scene.
We look for things like that, blood, DNA, any kind of physical evidence, fingerprints, anything.
He adds,
so far that what we found from that lab is nothing that would tell us this is who did this.
He wouldn't answer questions about a kidnapping or ransom. Meanwhile, FBI Special Agent John Edwards says they're assisting.
The FBI is doing everything in our power to bring Nancy Guthrie home.
Savannah Guthrie is asking for prayers. Authorities say her mother takes life-saving medication, which she has been without and needs. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.